Look, all of the beats are done by BZ430. For the show. It's all BZ430. Go check out the Bandcamp, the SoundCloud. Check out the BZ430 channel. BZ makes all the beats, man. Album review, man. Dead in Hip Hop. Marv 1, soundtrack of Autumn. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out the Patreon. Go check out the Patreon. You get a lot, man. You get to influence what we do.
Man, just go support. If you did what we're doing, show your support, and we appreciate it.
So obviously, you know, this is B's homie, right?
Like
this.
Damn,
this,
we gotta say that.
Don't stop front, like everybody don't already know.
Yeah, I know, right?
People don't know.
Like he come over for Thanksgiving, man. Don't he?
Oh yeah. My God.
Say you don't.
No, because I'm in Atlanta. Is it Detroit?
Say you didn't make him some yams last year for fucking Christmas.
No, I didn't, man.
So growing up, y'all like
silly as hell.
Go ahead, B. How you know Marv?
I really got to say this?
Yeah, man. This your boy, man. People want to know context.
If I knew a good rapper, I'd talk about it.
Yeah, man. I've known Marv, man. Shit. About 25 years now. 20 years. About 25 years, yeah. Maybe like 93. Yeah,
so 92. Since a kid.
Yeah, since a kid. Since a little youngin', man. He went to the same elementary school as my other best friend, Meech, and which is like, if you watching any of you from Detroit, y'all know Barton and McFarland is like close together. So Marv went to Barton, I went to McFarland. We always crossed paths whenever we walked home, and we've been cool ever since, man. Interest in music, we always been hip hop heads from the beginning. So found out he, you know, always knew he rapped, always hyped him up to try to rap. I know he battled for a
even
long
as
time.
A kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
he,
wow.
He been rapping for a minute, man. Marv been at this for a minute.
I knew that Marv was a battle rapper, right? So when you come in as battle rapper, right, on a project, the first thing I'm trying to listen to is, can you make a damn song? Because it's different from throwing punchlines and coming at a dude's neck to making a song, to make me feel an emotion. Marv did that shit. He did that a lot on this project, and that's why I was like, oh. Okay, you're not a battle rapper, motherfucker. You a fucking rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't. I just can't put you here. Like you're a damn rapper. So that was the first thing that hit me. The second thing that hit me was his voice, because I met him once at the A3C.
Yeah.
He's not a small dude, but his voice is very. It's smooth, but it's kind of like there could be some violence behind that smoothness. He has one of those voices that like if he's coming at you, he's not gonna raise his voice, but the more calm he gets is the more mean or the more upset he is, and I get that. Mm-hmm. Especially when it gets down to the track of Mattress, my nigga.
Air
like
Mattress.
Yes, because he doesn't really change too much like his voice throughout the project, but on that one you really hear how fucked up he knows his situation has been. And you hear through his voice, even though it's not like a crazy inflection, either up or down, you know what I'm saying? But he's able to project emotions through his voice. And I thought, that's what I really, really, really dug about Marv on this project. It's short, sweet, simple, to the point. So did he consult with you at all?
I know, right? It's like 30-something.
10, 30 minutes?
I mean, we talked a little bit about it. I'm like, you know, but most of his projects has been fairly short with the exception of Wayne Fox Music. That was like 15, 16 tracks. But
okay.
This album and Heavy as the Head, that he kept that, I think Heavy as the Head was 9 tracks or whatever.
Okay.
So yeah, he... Yeah, man. This is like childhood. We always know, like, yeah, you gotta. I told him, like, you better make a short album. Like, make short albums or whatever. So he always fucking me with that.
Yeah, and it was dope, man. I like the myriad of topics that he tackles on this, man. It's kind of like all over the place, but it's like it's Marv. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing I really liked about it, because obviously he sets it off with soundtrack of Autumn. You know what I'm saying? How the music doesn't feel hype, and I can't remember the song that he said it on here, but he was like, I'm not loud like Summer or something like that. I know something to that tune, and he's not. Like, his music sounds like it's fall weather music, you know what I'm saying? So I felt like he really set the tone off with that. Make You a Star was cool, but Air Mattress, when that shit came up, that's when my ears perked up, like, oh shit, my money. So right after Air Mattresses, it goes to Will with Boldy James. And that beat, oh my God. When I heard that, I'm like, yo, this
He produced the whole album.
He produced the whole album.
Yeah, he did all the beats for that.
For real? Holy shit. So Marv did all the beats.
And recorded the whole thing himself.
He done this whole album. Marv did this whole album himself. Mm-hmm. Everything himself. That's crazy. Wow. That's why I couldn't be more proud of him, man.
Yeah, even more props then. Even more props. Because that beat, when that shit came on, I was like, wow. And Marv, he set the tone, but then when Boldy came, I was like, God damn, he added a whole nother layer to it. Then it goes to Bagman. Bagman was cool. Shot Rang Out was cool, but Fire Truck. God damn, another one, because it really makes you think, right? Like I, just something so simplistic as when you hear sirens, right? As a kid, a fire truck, you're praying that somebody's gonna get saved. But as you get older, you hear those same sirens, you hope it's not a cop, because that could be either your last day on this earth or you about to be locked up for a minute.
Or they were heroes as a kid and you wanted to be one because,
exactly,
you
know, yeah, exactly.
And then it changes, it flips.
It flips. So I thought that was really dope. And then 96 draft, right? I'm a big sports guy. You know what I'm saying?
I was wondering if you was going
to... Yeah, man. 96 draft. But I'm going to tell you like this. It didn't get me at first because I didn't like Nolan at first on this track. But because it was so short, like the first, like this shit looped like 3 times before I realized, it, you know, this shit done started over again. So when I came back to him like the second, third time, I'm like, okay, he's growing on me. Then when I went away from it and came back, I'm like, okay.
Nolan sounds completely different on that track than he did in his album. Yeah. On his album, yeah.
Just go listen to it. 96 Draft is super dope. Who are the Fat Killers? I never heard of that.
Yeah, I want to ask you that too.
Okay, so Fat Killers is...
More your cousin?
it's a group consisting of King Gordy, Fat Father, and Shim Bango, and Marv One. They pretty much start off as a group first. They came out with an album, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, back in 2004. They had a mixtape too before that, Too Fat, Too Furious, hosted by House Shoes, that they released. So yeah, it's them four. They're known for making tracks like that. So they have an album like that. They first album had that, and they had some Black Mill production, Mr. Porter, Silent Riot, like, yeah. That's so true. Like that's, they started off as a group first, and then they're doing all their solo stuff.
So 10 tracks, 34 minutes, it's super short. Like I said, this shit looped like damn near 2-3 times before I realized, you know what I'm saying, I was listening to the project over again. So shit bump in the whip. This shit really bumps in the whip. And this is my first introduction to Marv on a project. So I felt like it was a good introduction for me.
I definitely thought this was a dope, solid project from Marv One. And one of the things I like about it is short, concise, it's to the point, it's very direct. When I saw it was like 34 minutes, I was like, oh, my commute is like an hour and a half.
That's what I was thinking too on the way here.
Yeah. So I was like, I can eat that up in no time and really get into like what he's doing on the album. I didn't know. I know you told me he did everything, but I didn't know that included the production for whatever reason. So that added something on top of it that when I go back and listen to it again, it's like, oh man, that's kind of crazy. So when it start with Soundtrack of Autumn and I'm listening to it, I'm like, and I kind of get Joe Reps, but also I wonder if Autumn is a word, a play on words with Soundtrack of Autumn, all them niggas, all them niggas, like that. So I was like, damn, man.
You're digging deep, boy.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm
Pete Richards reaching.
I mean, maybe, but it's just something about when artists are titling albums and stuff like that, I kind of...
You like to think that they put more
into
it, right?
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It was something that came to my head. But overall, though, definitely albums like this is what makes hip-hop great, right? Because you can have a album that is just great and solid and adds to the genre in a way without over-diluting it with a bunch of garbage and mess. You think about Marv, of course, obviously as a battle rapper, can you make songs, can you make an album? Obviously, when we hear about that, those are the things that go through our head. And he clearly showed that he can make songs, his story telling his own point from beginning to end. It was like really concise in the way that, you know, he had an idea and he worked on it and put it together. And for me, like, the tracks on here is like Make You a Star. And what I love about that is he's just rapping, of course, you know, see, I'm gonna make you famous. And he didn't say the title of the song until the end. He was like, I'm gonna make you a star. And I was like, I love the way he just kind of like wrapped up the song with that. Like that, and the way he thought about that idea and he put it together and he executed it. And it just really punctuated like the song. Because obviously when you listen to it, you think about the Biggie, you know, the song that was on Life After Death. And you obviously get the reference, but still the way he executed and put the song together really, really stood out to me. And that's one of my favorite songs here. Obviously, Air Mattress. And the level of details in that story from verse to verse, I thought was really good. Like, I know every line to Talladega Nights. And, you know, so I was like, dang, man, that's kind of crazy. Of course, Will and Boldy James. Boldy James came on, and I like, you know, his input on the album as well. But obviously, you guys know I fuck with Fire Truck. To be able to create something, to put something socially conscious out there, to something that we talk about a lot on this show, not just be a part of hip-hop, but also contribute back in a way that kind of, you know, documents what's happening in the world and kind of illustrate, just being in Detroit or wherever, how something like a fire truck or sound of a fire truck can have different meanings in different phases of your life. So I thought that that was dope as well. But one of my favorite tracks on here is Rap for Food. And that was really one of the ones where it kind of had a lot of extra life and energy to it. And the way he did the beat, and the way it kind of started out at the beginning, it was kind of a little, you know, very drum heavy and empty. And then that bass line came in, and then it, you know, he kind of just kind of layered it on top of each other. I was like, wow. And that was the one that, you know, I'm listening to it, and then it goes on, and then all of a sudden you just kind of start vibing to it, and then you turn it. Then you turn up the damn volume because it's so fucking dope. You so fucking dope.
Like you about to double dope. That's yeah.
And then you turn it like, I love a moment where the song is so good, like you have to turn the volume up because you want to hear like, that was that song for me. And I was like, wow. And it was like right at the end, it was perfect because the album is kind of moody and serious in spots, but this kind of, while it was serious in its own way, it was a little bit more lively, and it added a little bit more energy to it. And on top of that, if you think about the song and the content of the song, the topic of the song, Rap for Food, and then you go all the way back to Air Mattress, and you can kind of tie those together, and like, he's sitting there, like, just trying to get by on a day-to-day basis, and he's trying to do this stuff to make it and want to be in rap and stuff like that. I was like, wow. That's interesting to kind of loop that back. But overall, man, shout out to Marv, man, because I think he did an excellent job with this album. And it's not what I expected. Like, I expected an album where he's going to come on, he's going to rap, he's going to give you these dope lines and punchlines, this, that, and the other. But he didn't do that. He actually put together an album that had songs, that had topics, that had meanings. And, you know, you don't expect that from a battle rapper at all. Many have tried, and many have failed. So for him to go out and do that, I mean, salute to that brother, man, because I didn't expect this at all. And I heard Heavy as Head, which I liked as well, but I didn't expect this type of album from Marv at all. So this was definitely really good.
I've been a fan of Marv, but mostly his battle rap stuff. You know, because I love battle rap, and I just love the wit that he brings to battle rap. So when this came out, I was half not really jumping to listen to it because I haven't been in a mood for battle rap. Like, recorded battle rap tracks, I mean. It's just, I just haven't been in the mood for that kind of shit lately. Which is surprising just because of how annoyed I've been, but I feel like, I don't know, I just wasn't in the mood for it. But listening to this, I'm glad to see it. That's the opposite of what we got. We got a dude that's making a serious, I hate to call it somber, but it is kind of somber. Mm-hmm. Real project, just talking about, you know what, a lot of rappers put on these facades of what they're doing and what they're getting and how they're acting and, you know, where they are. This is the kind of album that brings you to reality. This is what the majority of these rappers are really doing. Sitting on an air mattress, watching a DVD, playing video games, whatever.
Paperboy.
And and I like that Marv was so honest with this project, but he still had a couple of those battle rap-ish lines, you know, you're nobody till somebody kills you, with nigga, you about to be famous. Mm-hmm. And the thing of what you said really, really stuck, because Marv is one of them silent killers. He's not someone that you put on a track and you expect him to be hollering. You know, he is a big dude, but he's, even in battle rap, he's not like that. Mm-hmm. He's just laid back, he just, real tell weird. You about yourself, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's how this whole project is. Now, the thing about this is a lot of the production was a bit laid back, and Marv was a bit laid back. It almost sounds like he's talking to you as opposed to rapping on a lot of this, which isn't a problem, but that's just something I noticed. It wasn't like he was like just rapping. He was just, it was like he was sitting down having a conversation with you about real life. This is what I'm doing. This is what your favorite rapper is really doing. This is how I feel about this. That didn't really change until Fire Truck. I feel like his
energy level got raised a little bit, and he actually started sounding like he was rapping. And that was definitely one of my favorite songs too. That whole idea of a fire truck coming, you really hoping, or you hear sirens and you really hope it's a fire truck and not a cop car. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was such a dope idea. Please don't let this be a, or please let it be a fire truck. I just love the way he did that. 96 Draft. That was a song that I thought was interesting because I'm like, how is he going to be laid back on this? Because the beat was a little bit more upbeat, and you cannot be laid back on a fucking Nolan the Ninja track. Because that motherfucker is so goddamn amped up all the goddamn time. And yeah, he rapped his ass off, and he sounded more energetic. And that carried out through Rap for Food. He was still energetic. Surgery, he kind of brought it back a little bit, but since all them dudes were on there, he still was a bit more hype. I really enjoyed this project. I can't sit here and lie and say I'm gonna return to it a bunch of times, but I feel like when you're in that sitting at the house, trying to be reflective type of mood, this is the perfect album for that. It's almost like this should have been a concept album almost, because just the way it sounds, the beats, they don't sound extremely similar, but they don't sound extremely dissimilar as well. Like, this is a very cohesive project, and the way Marv laid these beats out, laid these songs out, it was just really impressive. And the fact that he produced, recorded, rap, everything on this is extremely impressive, especially for a battle rapper, because they have the reputation of not putting out very, very good projects. There's very few that have been able to teeter on that line of being a songwriter and a rapper. So the fact that he chose to not go the route of just throwing a bunch of fucking, I'll kill your mama, you know, I'll shoot your daddy lines on this, kudos, man. Like, you made a real rap project, a down to earth, solid, honest rap project. And I really enjoyed it.
Man, soundtrack artist. Well, I'm not about to be long. It just feels weird. That's all. It just feels weird.
Yeah, you know,
this is somebody I've known for since I was a kid. Man, I watched him just grow as an artist. I remember how excited I was seeing him on the 8 Mile DVD extras and auditioning and everything. And just seeing that and how me and Meech used to always hype him up, like, yo, man, rap, like, go ahead and rap, like, all that stuff. So it's just crazy. Do that shit you do, nigga. Like, yeah, we used to be that one, always hyping him up, the rap or whatever. So this is his fourth solo album, just for people that don't know. This is because he had Heavy as the Head, Wayne Foss Music, and Way of the Wine. And I was really interested to see him do this by himself, because I know at one point he was with Mr. Porter's label, My Own Planet. So for him to release that by himself, I'm surprised he didn't have help, because Marv knows a lot of people, you know, in the game that...
Like even Royce, right?
Right, yeah. Him and Royce is like, they tight. They got a song on there called Suicide Squad. Not on the album, but they got a song on the SoundCloud called Suicide... Did I say that?
You sent it to me.
Okay, like, yeah.
It's a song.
He got a song he released like in conjunction with the album called Suicide. I sent it to you.
Okay.
That shit dope as hell. Him and Royce was gone. But for people who's not like you, the introduction to Marv as a project, I think he did a great job of capturing him, because I felt like with this album he was fighting a lot of internal demons with songs like Will, where he was talking, that was some real shit, like him talking about like Drake saying that he was dope, and Eminem, because he was on 8 Mile DVD, so Eminem's been following him since 8 Mile has been coming out. He's been following Marv and all his career since then. So for that stuff, Air Mattress, it's like some real shit.
Yeah.
Some internal demons. What's the other track? Rap for Food, because he's been in this for a long time now. And like I said, he's been connected and known a lot of people. So I like the way he was, like you said too, honestly, he was like really to fight with his inner demons on this album, as well as still showing that he got bars. Because on the opening track, Don't Beef with the Geek Squad, I got nerves working. I was like, oh, Marv, like, that's that battle witty shit that he's always good at doing, man. So like, yeah, just the witty Marv, I knew I was expecting that, because he's always brought that on all of his projects that he released. So, and then plus I've been watching him battling for freaking years. So yes, I'm gonna wrap it up, because it just feels weird just like talking about my boy Marv, man. But I really, really, I'm gonna do my If You're Watching. Marv, if you're watching, right? Well, I know you're gonna be watching. For one,
I love you, man.
I love him, man. That's no big.
Put
right
some
there.
Sugar in the pie. Next time.
You're stupid, but give me. I would like for you, Fat Killers, to make another album. For one, great job with the beats, man. Just like Mike said, I'm glad you didn't you. You didn't keep it samey, or it wasn't like all over the place with the production. I think you had a theme and you stuck with it and you killed it, man. Like, for real, from the bars. And I've always known you'd be a good songwriter. You showed that with Shots Rang Out when you told the story from three different perspectives. I thought that was very creative, man. I don't think I've never heard you do that before. But overall, man, couldn't be more proud of you. I hope this album does well for you. I hope you get all the looks that you deserve, man. And great job.
Yeah, Marv, so I guess since we know you're going to be with me. No, man, like B said, and I said earlier, man, this is a great introduction to you, because this is my first introduction to you. And I definitely got to know who you are, some of your struggles in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, from this project, I know that you are well respected amongst your peers, but financially it has not come all the way full circle for you. And it's just funny how sometimes that works. People that have money are fighting for respect, and then the people that have respect, you know, they're trying to get dough too. There's just a level of connection on this project, man, for me, that, you know, because my life hasn't always been gravy, and I've always had to work and fight against the odds to be where I am. So that definitely resonates for me off of this project. Again, your social commentary, just everything, man. Like, it just shows that you're a multifaceted artist. You're not just a fucking battle rapper with punchlines, and that is very welcome.
Marv, good project, man. Very, very solid. Like, hearing the fact that you did the production adds another layer to it. Overall, man, I think this was very, very, very solid, very, very good. I love the fact that it's 34 minutes, because I can get more repeat listens out of it.
Great project. Good job. Happy to see battle rappers doing good rap albums. But that's not to say that I would not like to hear you just doing some straight fire, just spitting ridiculous, witty rap lines. But this is a very, very, very good project. And again, to echo what everybody here said, the fact that you produced and rapped on this whole thing is extremely impressive, because your beats are not slouchy beats. They're great beats, and they go extremely well with the ideas that you're portraying on this album. They go extremely well with the title, even down to the artwork. You just really put a lot of thought into this. And yeah, again, it felt like you were just sitting down having a conversation with me about life. And not a lot of rappers can really do that and not make it sound corny and boring. But you did it, man, so great job.
Hey, so if y'all get together, Fat Killers do another track, let me send some beats for y'all, man, okay?
Why don't you just tell him? It's November, you gonna see him in like 2 weeks.
So if he watching, he definitely know for sure. But I told him before.
Oh, Thanksgiving is next week. You gonna see him next week?
I told him before. Hey, good job on the shit, man. Soundtrack and all that. Make sure all y'all go check it out. Get it. All that great stuff.
Where can they get it from, B?
His Bandcamp. Get it from his Bandcamp. You can listen on Spotify. It's everywhere. Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, Amazon Music.
iTunes.
Everywhere. iTunes. You can cop apparel on the Rappers I Know Bandcamp, which is also on there. So, yes. Get everything. Support everything. Everything he does. Mm-hmm.